Beef, wine, and shenanigans. What has to be our umpteenth episode. And that's a thing, folks. It really is. Kirk Johnson, Mark Abbott, Stephen Van Patten. That's me. Yeah, here we are. Once again, having our usual bit of convo that we are looking to share with, well, whoever the hell wants to listen. So before we get into our usual, what we usually do, which is, you know, the blurred talk or, you know, complaining about some evil politician, I wanted to sort of get into some just basic talk about vaccine situation and virus and Delta variant and everything else like that, because I lately I can't really say that I'm feeling anxious about it, but the whole Delta variant being able to infect vaccinated people, as that becomes more and more of a thing, you know, I kind of wanted to just kind of address it a little bit. I mean, I actually invited a young lady who is kind of a COVID compliance person that works at different networks and such. And she was reluctant, as you can see, she's not here. She was reluctant to join us because she didn't necessarily want her face to be attached to any one particular opinion. You know, she's also vaccinated. She would have had to be, as are all three of us. But, you know, she was mentioning how one thing she did impart to me was this, that, you know, there's now talk about, are we going to need a second vaccine? And this is,
boosters, right?
Yeah, well, okay.
Or so, a new vaccine altogether.
Possibly a second vaccine altogether, because apparently, you know, with some people, the vaccine's not working on the Delta variant.
Wow.
And this is from somebody who's more or less upfront, you know, and that bothered me enough to bring it up tonight. Now, the booster thing, there was somebody else who I saw, and this is really one of the bad things about the internet, is that, you know, anybody can create a scary video. But there was this one thing, this woman was testifying somewhere, and it was just this random clip. And she was saying that the boost, you know, that the booster would actually weaken us, or something to that effect. And you know, we're getting to the point now where, like Dr. Fauci gets called up, and it doesn't seem like he really has the answers anymore, which is really kind of distressing. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of jump into that just a little bit, not because neither of us are medical experts, actually, but you know, but I know, like, Mark, you're in a school. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. How's that going anyway? Because.
Well, I've been away, and apparently the decision has been handed down by the Department of Ed that by the 27th of September, everyone working in a school, including teachers, must be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going over well with the teaching community. I don't know if, because I'm sure not everybody wants to be vaccinated. People right. still have this, you know, it's my body, my choice kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm, you know, they're telling all of us, even though we are vaccinated, we still must wear masks, which makes sense because we have little ones. We have pre-K and kindergarten children running around and they can't be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't see an issue with that. You know, it's, we're trying to do the best that we can to make sure that the children are safe as well as we are. Because if anybody knows anything about kids, kid will catch a common cold and give it to give it to you and that's it. You're down for the count. Yeah, as an adult. I mean, the thing with this whole, it almost feels like there was a moment where we were upset that there was no way, we didn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Then the light at the end of the tunnel appeared, and then everybody became skeptical about the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Then we get there and we see that, okay, you know what, we're okay to go for it. But then it almost seems like people are willing, like they don't want it to work almost. Right. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, it's okay. Now we have a vaccination, not a cure.
Right, not a vaccine.
Sure, a
vaccine. An FDA approved
vaccine. Okay, there's one thing on this planet we all catch that there is not even a vaccine or a cure for, and that's the common cold. Mm-hmm. Everybody catches that. You're gonna fight that thing to your day, but now you get one, and then you don't want it to work, and you keep trying to find reasons. I think that's what's annoying me, because it's like people start posting, oh, you see, this person took the vaccine and they still got sick. Okay, but it's not a cure. It's a vaccine. Like, if you catch this without the vaccine, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to like what's going to happen to your body or what happens when you end up in the hospital. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least with the vaccine, okay, we're not 100% out of the woods, right. But at least I know that with I have not heard anybody who has caught this with the vaccine, who's been mm-hmm. vaccinated, who's caught the Delta. I've not heard them say this person's had to get on a ventilator, that they've had to put them in an ICU unit, mm-hmm. that they've had to, you know, put biohazard labs inside of hospitals because the person can't breathe or this at the other thing.
Right.
It just seems that I just don't get why people, they were mad that there wasn't something to prevent people from spreading this. Then when one comes, everybody wants to act like, well, you know what, I don't want to take it. And for the multitude of reasons. Recently, Eric Clapton, of all people, went around claiming that he took the vaccination and it worsened some condition that he has. And a batch
is
of
that people, his racism? Or
But it worsened. There's some condition he has. And mm-hmm. then I saw like a feed of people saying, I got the same thing and I took the vaccination. Nothing happened to me. There was like, maybe if you hadn't done every street drug known to man, his body be able to fight the thing. It's like, you know, it's, I think that's another thing that we also have to consider, that people, just because you take the vaccine doesn't mean everybody has something different going on with their bodies.
Yeah, true.
I mean, some people have cancer, some people have AIDS, some people have respiratory issues, some people mm-hmm. have heart conditions, and
the some people drink too much fucking tequila. Oh wait,
there, yeah. Uh oh.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. About that. Anyway. So, I mean, different things could affect how the vaccine works within your system, mm-hmm. and how the Delta variant combined with the vaccination, what it might do. But right. I really think at this point, people have to. We have to stop willing into existence this thing not to work, because there is really, at this point, there's nothing else out there that's going to. I mean, we got people, what was this, last week, people were taking horse tranquilizers or.
Yeah,
or
horse dewormer.
Dewormer. A horse dewormer.
Yeah.
So let me get the vaccine.
Yeah. Wait. And Fox is on there talking about, you know, dewormers work. Like, Fox is like, well, no, they're caping for it. After last week saying that, you know, we're not doctors, we can't tell you what to do.
Right.
And this week going, you know, it has been shown that deworming, horse dewormer has been effective worldwide. They said this.
worldwide.
People are taking horse dewormers. Yes, for horse.
But it's like, yeah. I don't, like...
How many scotch did you take, Wilbur?
Like, I mean, at this point...
But, and sheep vaccine, too, by the way. And I think it's like a sheep thing, too, actually. Sheep and horse dewormer.
Fucking at this amazing. Point,
that is somebody, fucking amazing.
Somebody really needs to do a new version of War of the Worlds, where the Martians just are like, "Yo, we just came to pick up our stuff and leave. We're not staying here because this is like, we like, Comet. I don't get it."
Well, I think that the new version of War of the Worlds would be, they don't even come out of the ship. They just like throw a bunch of milk crates around.
Oh no. This is the problem. The problem is, and the thing is, I think a lot of people aren't, a lot of these anti-vaxxers and anti-mask, these fucking assholes are not being honest that they really don't believe that coronavirus is a real thing. I know some people who really think that coronavirus is not a real thing. It's not a real threat. Because, And this is my problem for believing that everybody has at least a modicum of rational thought and will act on it. That, okay, coronavirus is real, but I don't believe in the vaccines. So I'll do what was prescribed when this started, which is, quarantine yourself, wear a mask. Stay away from people at a proper distance.
Yeah.
If I don't believe in a vaccine, I don't believe in a vaccine. But what I'll do is I'll stay away because I don't believe in a vaccine, but I'll stay away from these, I'll quarantine myself and do these precautions so that I don't get it or I don't transfer it to other people. To be both, I don't believe in the vaccines and I don't believe in masks will help. You don't fucking believe in the virus then. You really just don't believe in the virus.
Right.
And that is, I mean, and aside from people being who they are, I can't help but feel that some of this blame has to A, go on the government,
absolutely,
right? B, the medical institutions. You know what I mean? And I say the government because they allowed big pharma, big companies, to have such a stranglehold on medicines that people are distrustful. And you know what? I don't blame them for that because, you know, number one rule for a company is everything got to be in the black.
Yeah.
So even if the medicine you're getting might work, it's too expensive. And then they'll throw on some other medicine that won't actually do the trick, but they'll get their money. The other part being the medical institutions, medical professions, y'all really need to do a better job at re-establishing the trust within many communities, Black communities, Latino communities, a lot of communities, because you have done some real heinous shit in the past that was never, that you never took accountability for. You know what I mean? And they need to do a better job at that. And to go back to the government, y'all motherfuckers need to, first off, stop privatizing hospitals and really start thinking about the idea of free healthcare.
Yeah.
To help the medical profession gain the trust. Because, you know, it's been deteriorating for a very long time. I mean, this is nothing new, right? I mean, they were talking about the flu virus, the polio. We had all those problems. Able to take the vaccines to get it, to wipe it out, measles, mumps. But we don't hear about it till now when people are posting on Facebook, how many people were distrustful of the medical profession. mm-hmm. and distrustful of the government. And you know, there's a lot of blame. I mean, of course, not taking away the number one cause of the reason why we're in this fucking situation is because of Trump. Mm-hmm. And because all he had to fucking do was just come out straight, like, yo, there's some shit going on in China. We got to close shit down. That's all he had to do. No, none of that. So, you know, we'll be honest with that. And we'll be honest with the idea that, I'm sorry, there's no such thing as two sides to a policy. There's no two sides.
Well, let me ask you this, and kind of piggybacking off something that Mark said earlier. Yeah. Do you think there's validity in the notion that people are pushing against the vaccine now just because they're trying to make Biden look bad?
That they're pushing against it to make Biden look bad?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just
yeah.
overall use of the vaccine.
There was...
this down.
There was... there are a couple of the news reporters, casters, news journalists mm-hmm. on Fox News. I shit you not. There was a dude in the middle. I think he was a doctor talking mm-hmm. about the... FDA approving the vaccine. I shit you not. The woman on the left, she said, she asked him straight out. She said, did this come out too soon? This was on Fox News. She asked, do you mm-hmm. think this came out too soon? This came out too quick to, you know, to really work or to be really legit. And he explained that, you know, they've been really working hard at the FDA has been working hard and doing tests to make sure that the vaccine can be approved for use and that the damage done to the minimum amount, the modicum amount of people mm-hmm. has been taken care of and is being investigated and analyzed and so on and so forth. Right.
Right.
Good answer. I shit you not. The dude on the right side came out and said, why did it take him so long? This is on the same program together. The dude on the left,
same literally, conversation.
Literally. The same fucking conversation. Dude literally had the audacity to just come on and be like this. So why did it take so long? She asks, why was it rushed? It feels rushed. He goes, well, why did it take so long? And at that point, you're like, fuck y'all. Y'all really don't even fucking care.
Yeah.
Y'all really don't care. You really just want. Y'all are pretty much just playing Avengers for Trump. You're playing the Avengers for Trump.
Right.
Because that made I was literally flabbergasted when I saw it. I was like, and please forgive me for saying this. I was trying not to say this for the show anymore. But niggas. Fucking niggas, man. Mm. Y'all really just did that.
You know, Kirk,
I want to
piggyback on something that you mentioned about. One of the things I think we're going to have a huge problem with, mm-hmm. and it's about trusting the medical community. It's a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't know how we break that because I know so many people now. I don't go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the doctor. I don't trust the doctor. I don't this, that, the other thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, so what are you doing to, I eat right and I exercise. Yeah, but your body's made up of there's so many different things going on in your body. You have no damn clue as to what's operating or doing what. So you don't go for help. You don't have a primary that you go and see. And you'll hear people say, you know, my grandmother didn't do it. My grandma. Well, and hence the reason
healthcare wasn't free. Healthcare wasn't free.
that was one of them.
Yeah.
That was one of them. But the majority of people that I hear this from are civil servants. Now, healthcare is included with your when you
work. Wow, right.
You know, it's not. I mean, there is a truth And you're right, Kurt, because they're like, you work at McDonald's or Wendy's or some of these other places, or you work the loading docks. Yeah. You don't pay for healthcare. Cobra is ridiculous. You know, I remember when I changed jobs and Cobra sent me, oh, you can join Cobra for $490 something a month. I'm not even working right now. Where am I going to get that from to pay you?
There is a reason. There is a reason Cobra is named after a snake.
A snake.
A highly venomous snake. Wait, real quick, Mark. You're right. How right you are about that, because real talk, I didn't actually go to the doctor until recently, until I got healthcare. Mm. So literally from the time I was working. So 18, when I'm out of my parents' apartment and I'm living on my own, I have not actually been to the doctor unless something happens.
Unless something happens, yeah.
Unless
the thing, Kurt. Hmm? Until something happens.
Yeah.
I'm talking about there are people who don't go at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
They won't even take medicine. They will like, right. I don't take aspirin. So I'm sorry, but if you've ever had a migraine, There's nothing. I don't know, unless I live in an island somewhere. And I, real talk, when Ben and I went to Fiji, when we got married,
yeah,
there are plants on that island. Like this guy, he took us, we went on a tour of like, of the place where we were staying. Mm-hmm. This guy, he's, you know, but botanist on the place, took up, if I can remember the name of this damn plant, I'd be happy. But he took this plant, broke it, went like this and rubbed it on the mosquito bites on our arms.
Right.
Yeah. The itching went right away.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah.
Like now, I didn't use a pound of Cordate and that shit ain't work. And so there are places in the planet that yes, there are herbs and things that do,
like aloe vera or something. Was it like aloe vera? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, like you don't even go for a physical. You don't even go for a month, like a 6 month checkup.
No.
You know,
no, yeah.
And it's like, you know, I don't trust the doctor. And I'm sitting there going, well, what do you think he's gonna or famously, I don't want to hear bad news.
Oh, I've heard that one. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to hear bad. I don't know anybody that wants to hear bad news. I don't want to go to the doctor and be told you have high blood pressure. However, if I'm not told this and I don't find a way to, then it's my decision at that point, whether like some people who find out they have cancer and go, I don't want treatment. I'd rather I'll just deal with the disease and go out the way I lived and be happy. And that's a choice. You know, nobody. Right.
But you found out about it. But you had to find out about it first.
You know you have it.
Yes.
As opposed to, I just don't want to know.
Right.
And then.
Oh, no. You get this one? Yo, you heard about Charlie? No, what happened to Charlie? Charlie just got up one morning and died. What you mean? He got out of bed, took a shit. Then he died. Huh. I wonder why.
You know, it's like that. You remember?
Right, and then they blame, then they blame God for that shit. They're like, oh, you know, God don't like ugly. God told him, I guess God just chose that your time to go, time you go. No, that was preventable.
I'm still trying to figure out how you knew that was God's decision.
I don't remember God coming
in and be like, hey, before you leave the house, just letting you know, Byron dead.
Right. You don't think that second player, the Fatbacks, didn't do something about it?
There's a little Richard Pryor joke like that. Like you weren't trying to talk to God when he was eating that pork.
He's really enjoying that crispy fat in your arteries there. We don't know why he died. I know why.
Right. You could switch out to a freaking turkey sandwich from a hamburger and extend your life immensely.
Right.
If you know to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, they don't know. A lot of people didn't know.
The other day he woke up dead. How motherfucker gonna wake up dead?
Yeah, so technically he didn't wake up.
He woke up. He saw the sun and said, oh shit, I'm dead. And then he left. But yeah, but this is, and this is in your, in but you're saying and the thing is, a lot of it is like local communities. Mm-hmm. A lot of it, like you're saying also, Mark, it's a generation. Mm-hmm. Right? What did they grow up with? How did they learn this shit? Because, you know, nobody's born knowing this shit. Mm-hmm. So somebody had to fucking figure that shit out, right? You know, so you wonder, you know, maybe that's something we see in CRT. We'll answer that, because some of that, because I guarantee you, some of that, somebody somewhere were like this. Ain't that Dr. Montgomery burning down your grandma's house? I'm just saying. Some of that shit was, you know,
generational though.
Yeah.
Something that's occurred to me over the years also is that. And you hear some people get on TV all the time talking about, oh, the food's killing us. And you don't really, you know, it sounds conspiracy theory and all that.
But it's true.
You know, but it, right, exactly. Because, yeah. I mean, yeah. There was a time where, you know, you didn't necessarily own a farm, but, mm-hmm. you know, like your grandmother probably grew vegetables out in the back, or like in mm-hmm. my case, it was like just a whole big fucking spread of vegetables, sure. you know. It, you know, a little, just a light sprinkling of pesticide, like nothing, you know, full on industrial that it comes yeah. out of like a plane or anything. Yeah. The meat, you know, it's like you almost had a personal relationship with the chicken before you killed it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right.
And there was, you know, you didn't have like in stuff injected into the chicken.
You didn't have Hostess. You didn't have a Hostess down the block.
Right.
For 10 cent. And you're exactly.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Which is killing our kids. Yeah. Right. Hostess and McDonald's, know. Fast food shit. Yeah.
You know, you didn't have any of that. And there probably wasn't that much need to go to the doctor. Like, if you really felt something wrong, you know, then yeah, all right, okay.
You know, that nigga made house calls.
And the thing is, right, and exactly. And you had a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
You know, because he probably like pulled you out your mom's, you know, so it's probably that guy.
Yep.
You know, known you since you was, you know, this big, mm-hmm. literally. And was like, okay, so I've been with you this long and I've watched you put on all this extra weight, or I've seen you get this sort of like yellowness in your skin. I've seen. So this is what we're going to do. Now, mm-hmm. granted, you didn't have the advances that we have now, I don't think, but you know, it was like things were localized and they were more supportive, I want to say. Right. You know what I mean?
The privatization of healthcare was not a thing.
Yes, yeah. And that's
once upon a time. Yeah. What it is. It's like once upon a time, it was like the people knew you do not. These are things we should not just do for the bottom line. Healthcare, what is it? Healthcare, nutrition, housing, housing, water.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But now privatization has gone fucking run amok.
And I want to say I was in my 20s or something, and then I was, what ended up with me having hernia surgery, was like, you know, kind of pain in the lower abdomen, mm-hmm. and
you sure that was hernia or about, not something
it, that's exactly what it was. I already had damn surgery, Kirk.
I've had doubles, so I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so did I.
Wait, y'all two went to the doctor for that shit? Because I never been a doctor. I ain't no hernia surgery. What? I want no bad news.
Oh my god!
Shut up.
You trust me. You gonna get some real bad news.
Oh, you gonna get some.
You got a hernia.
Trust me. You got a hernia.
You don't take care of that.
Oh yeah.
You think that shit is funny? If you want, when they showed me the diagram of what happens when your intestine is literally strangled.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, nah, yeah. Get in here and take care of this. Knock me fuck out.
Excuse me. Is this the Novocaine? Oh. Let's go on, take care of this now.
Oh yeah, please. But when it was first happening, And it was like, I was like, and I was at the time, it was like, I was younger, obviously. I was in the gym almost every day. I was taking kendo. Yeah, I was on some Bruce Lee shit at one point. It was kind of wild. Right. My mother, I went to see her one day, and I had all my Chennai on my back, you know, walking the house. And she's like, "Are you like preparing for a war?" She was like, "What the hell? What? Where's my son?" You know. Right. Who left Moon Knight in place of my son? You know, but you know, and it, so yeah, I get there and you know, and I remember I was having the pain, and an older coworker, Caucasian, asked me, "So what? But have you gone to see your family doctor?" And I'm like, "Not did you go see the doctor? Have you seen your family doctor?" You know, and that alone to me speaks a little bit to the disparity.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like Mark, you might have a family doctor, do you?
We do. Mm-hmm. So my family doctor, I got a new one. Mm-hmm. Partly because he's gotten older, and it's one of those situations where when I go to the doctor for my 8 a.m. appointment and don't see him till 2 p.m., that's a problem. So, yeah. But I've always had a doc, like I had a pediatrician. Mm-hmm. We've always, you know, wherever my parents went, that's where we all went. Because that's who took GHI.
Mm. Right.
If he took GHI, if he took Empire,
yeah,
can't go there because GHI, much like a lot of us city workers, we get free health care. Mm-hmm. Now, why do I say free health care? Because we don't pay for it monthly out of our paychecks. Mm. But they will nickel and dime the shit out of you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go is a copay.
Sure.
So, you know, if you had like Empire, which covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked in the corporate yeah. office, they gave us Empire, Blue Cross, right. Blue Shield. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great. Go wherever you want this, that, the other thing. They took it out of your but health insurance for if I had stayed in corporate,
mm-hmm.
for me, my wife and my child, you're paying per person almost. So it could come anywhere up to almost $400 to $600 out of your paycheck before you get your check.
Right.
So, because you know, you don't send a check in to pay for your healthcare.
Right.
So that's part of the reason why a lot of people, the same reason why people don't have pensions when they're young, because I'm not putting my money. I need my money every week. I'm not putting it into a pension.
I need it now.
Till you get about 45, 50, and you realize, oh shit, I don't have anything for a retirement plan. And then you get things like the city will say things like, oh, well, you know what you could do? Kirk, you've been with the city, what, 25 years? And you're just signing up for your pension right now. Mm-hmm. So you could buy back the years. Go ahead, Kirk. Take your paycheck and try and buy back 20 some plus years.
Years.
for your pension.
Buy back the
years. So you could be
vested. Buy back the years.
Holding back the years.
Do not buy back years.
So, but no, we've always had a someone who's known us for, you know, they have the medical file is this thick. So, case in point, I'm not ashamed to tell this.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teenager, I had what was called testicular torsion. Now, this is
you too?
Now, let me Now this is when
yeah.
the tubes going from the penis to your balls.
From the cock to the balls, yes.
Does this.
Right.
And it swells up.
Oh.
Yeah. And I woke up one morning and was like, what the devil? And let me just show you what my father said. Bathe in some Epsom salt. It'll go down. I called my pediatrician because I didn't have my regular doctor's number. And he was like, well, first, I can't really help you because I'm a pediatrician. And he was like, but what it sounds like to me is you need to get to the hospital and fast. And yeah, because it could have affected me having children and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But that's one of those.
How old were you when that?
Shit, I was 13, like 12, 13? 13 years old.
Okay.
And that was like one of those, oh, okay. Wow. And I called my father. And he's like, what? Wow. And I was like, yeah, we got to go to the hospital for this. And that's surgery.
Yeah.
That's surgery. That's, you know.
Damn.
Yeah. I was a child when that happened. But my mom told me.
But that,
I had to,
yeah.
Yeah. I had to get it when.
Like, oh, wait. So you weren't joking around. Kirk.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But when. The
look on his face that he was serious. He's not.
Yeah. When I was a child, my mom told me the story because I didn't remember it. She said, when you were a child and you were first born, find out that there was something wrong with your testes. So they had to go in and do surgery. And I was a child. So.
Wow.
I was like, so she told me the story.
He doesn't remember it. I remember mine.
That don't sound like something you want to remember either.
No,
what's amazing to me also is you had the sense at 13, you had the sense to be like, you know what? I think dad's got this one wrong. Yeah. I need to give you the phone real quick.
I am not doing Epsom salt.
This don't feel like Epsom salt. It's going to make this go away.
5 minutes in Epsom salt, like, yeah, no. Uh-uh. No.
This ain't sore feet, daddy.
This ain't, I didn't get kicked. This is something else. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is they did an entire episode of that on LA Law where Corbin Burson's character caught it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And testicular. I was sitting there watching the show and was like, oh shit, that happened to me.
Hey, who else had it? It happened. Was that on South Park too? Testicular torsion?
You felt seen. That's awesome. I think that's great.
I mean, that's not the thing you want to relate to a TV character to. It's like, I feel that. Right.
Not
mortgage problems, not bills, not a bad boss.
Testicular torsion.
Heavenly Father. Wow. Well,
this sounds like someone
there is.
Heard that should be
cool. All right. Well, that's an interesting game of two of these things are kind of the same, and one of these things is kind of different than I wasn't expecting to play tonight. Well, congratulations that both of you managed to get through that.
Well, congratulations to you too for getting through that.
My double hernia situation.
Yeah, strangling nuts. Strangled nuts.
So basically, I've had everything that both of you had.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Double hernia, testicular torsion.
Oh my God.
Anybody get panic attacks? Okay. Them shits are horrible too.
I don't remember.
Panic attacks are like you think you're having a heart attack, and you're dying, and you. You know,
I think I cut out so much shit in my life. I shit you not. I probably saw an alien and cut that shit out. It's like, yeah, Kirk, remember? You don't remember? I'm like 11 years old. You was abducted by aliens. See, shut the fuck up, mom. Yeah, you were abducted by aliens. I don't remember that shit at all. Well, you wouldn't because, you know, you shut shit out. That's why you need to see a therapist.
Kirk is, what's his name? What's my man name that just passed away?
Who?
The hip hop guy.
Shock G?
No, the one.
Oh, Bismarcky?
Yeah. Kirk is the Bismarcky character from Men in Black 2.
Oh.
Holy shit. And he turns around. Right.
That's probably Man in Black. They know.
They right. neuralize you exactly. so much.
It's like
right, right. Oh shit!
Kirk does not remember that yeah. shit at all.
But for real though, this country really has to do some shit about healthcare and getting the word out to people that you know what. Shit, things being as they are, the coronavirus is real. Delta virus is real.
Let me and, ask you, know. You this: are we too far gone at this point?
No,
because look, I mean. I'm sorry, Mark. Like President Biden,
right?
But and I'm deliriously happy that Trump is gone. But I don't know. It's like our priorities just seem to be like jacked up and all over the place. And I almost feel like we have strengthened the villains in this particular scenario to the point where they're indestructible.
Yes, too big to fail.
But too big to lose.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? And I'll say this because I do want Mark to say some. I do want Mark to chime in last. I don't want anybody leaving out of here with this kind of motion, but I think we're too far gone. If Fox goes under, you still have One America News and Newsmax. QAnon to pump out the bullshit that people will believe because people have been, at least the generations beforehand, don't know how to handle change. They don't know how to handle the changes that are coming, the changes that are happening. They don't know how to handle social change. They don't know how to handle informational change. And the young coming up with communications, they might have a chance, but until the next president is in their 30s again, I don't believe that. I don't think we're going to be doing too much. I think we're done.
Well, Mark, you just put the onus on you to be the voice of hope. So,
well, you know, here's the thing. If you look at everybody that has been a problem, mm-hmm. it's not the young people. It's mostly people our age and older who did not have hands on this type of technology through the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. Mm-hmm. And now that they do, this is like that old adage where I've heard people say, man, I'm so happy we didn't have Facebook when we were growing up in the 80s. Because imagine because the crap we did without people finding out, imagine mm-hmm. what that would look like if we could just slap it all over everything. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
I would.
Why? And I mean, while I do agree with some of what Kirk says, mm-hmm. Because change, even in an office setting, even on in even you guys work in the industry. Even in the upper office, when somebody, as soon as you meet, even in church, you tell somebody, hey, you know what? I think it would be great if we introduce some new people into the gospel choir. You still got that group of older people over there going, no. Yeah. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? We don't need to do that. The people who stormed the Capitol, those weren't 20-year-olds. Weren't teenagers. Those are people who are in their 40s, maybe late 30s, 40s, 50s, who all they had back in the day was the ads in the paper. That was about as much as you can get a point across to somebody in the personals or some crap like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They now have been given a platform to show, because think about it this way. These people were always the way they were.
Right.
This is who they were. We've just never seen them because they never had an opportunity or a platform to do this on. There will always be a Fox News. There will always be the QAnons and stuff. But at the same time, you got situations like in Texas where the school district was like, oh, yeah, you don't want our kids wearing masks? How about this? We're going to make it part of the school uniform.
Right.
Now the governor's sitting there like, wait, what? You got situations in Florida where it's like, DeSantis, you actually can't withhold people's paychecks because they don't want to listen to you. Like it's all those little things right there that still give me a glimmer of hope, because I do think in touching on what Steven said, yeah, the villains, we have put the villains on the pedestals. So that's all you see. Mm-hmm. All you see is the villains. And if you think about any kind of story, the villain is always the prominent face of the tale. Mm-hmm. They're always that one thing that you see. They're introduced at the beginning, and they're always tearing up shit through the entire time. And slowly but surely, you start to see the people in the background who are actually doing something and actually trying to facilitate a change. The problem is that I think that the system has been designed in such a way that it rebuffs change too much.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. If the murder of a bunch of small toddlers in Sandy Hook wasn't enough to convince a group of people, older, ignorant people, that we needed gun control and gun reform, what makes you think these people are going to want to put a mask on?
Right.
Who are going to want to share? These are the same people. Yeah. These are the exact same people. They don't want to hear anything about change, because the world that they have created for themselves, that's my safe space. Yeah. If you introduce anything into my safe space that I don't believe it. And my thing is this: it's not that I don't believe in COVID. You just got to prove it to me that it exists. And since, much like God, you can't prove that he exists, it doesn't exist. And that's the world I live in. And unfortunately, we have to share this world with those same people. So I do share a glimmer of hope. I do agree with the both of you, because the villain is prominent. And there are some points I do think we are too far down the rabbit hole that it'll probably take generations for us to come back from.
Right.
But, you know, as somebody once asked me, trying to be slick, I had on an Obama shirt, and he says to me, because it was the Obama, like the Superman shirt.
I remember.
Yeah.
And the guy says to me, so do you believe that that's what Obama is? And I simply said, he's a politician. And he looked at me like, I'm like, the symbolism means a lot to me, but at the end of the day, we all know politicians are going to do what politicians are going to do. And, you know.
Yeah. And I feel like even the most well-meaning politician, ultimately, it's kind of like driving on the highway. If the speed limit is 50, but everybody's tearing up at 80, you have to adjust.
Yeah.
Or they get mad at you for
following.
Yeah, and then you're in a near accident every 5 minutes.
Or the cop pulls you over because you sped up.
Right. You know, and speaking of the whole mask thing and how that is ultimately kind of tied to a certain group of people and everything else like that, my biggest worry of this whole thing, to be honest with you, especially with the disparity of how our people are able to, or even able to participate in the parts of the medical industry that are that could actually help us, that are actually there, but they're just out of reach either because of finances or just your upbringing or whatever. The whole thing worries me because you've got these folks that literally will go in a store full on belligerent. You know, what do you mean I got to wear a mask? Fuck you. And, nah, 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 and on and on and on, you know, and then you've got Big Mama who can't afford to retire and stay home. So she takes this little job at Walmart. And now she has to be in the store instead of just being home, chilling, playing with grandchildren. She's got to be in the store putting shit on shelves and telling people where the spoons and are and whatever they're looking for. She has to be in the store with these people that could very well be contagious, could very well be infected, but just asymptomatic and maybe somewhat fortified because they can go to the doctor. And there you are in the store with an anti-vaxxer, anti-mask person, but you're getting sick and you don't have the access to
healthcare
that he would have if and when he gets sick. So to me, you know, and I don't mean to go full blown sounding like a conspiracy theory dude or anything else like that, but at what point do you not kind of start looking at it as the old school smallpox thing with the blankets and the Native Americans? And
right. And
I'm just kind of like, so is this, because one of the first things that came out on the news, if nothing came out on the news, one of the first things that came out on the news was how the African-American community was disproportionately affected by all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I remember that.
You know, who's to say, especially since we're on the honor system half the time. I mean, half the places, half the places that walked in, they'll have a sign that says, you know, be prepared to show your vaccination status, which I have a nice little digital thing on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I walk in, they don't ask me shit.
Yeah.
And that's happened at least five times since, you know, things have started, you know, ramping back up. And I'm just kind of like, so technically I could be, my status could be anything. Mm-hmm. And I can still walk around freely and just, you know, spread the cooties and there be no oversight, no nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really bothers me more so than anything else. You know, it along with the fact that I don't want us to start getting to the point where everybody's sick again and you know, we got the hospitals all flooded up and all that, even though that kind of
Florida, Texas, exactly. And California.
It kind of seems to be what we're looking at already. You know, and I got to admit, part of it's selfish reasons. I want us to still go to work.
No.
You know, I don't think a second wave, a second full-blown wave is going to be good for anybody. You know,
I think we've passed the second wave at this point. I think we've just gotten to a point now where, I mean, there is a level of complacency. I'll say this to you, Stephen. When's the last time somebody asked you for your ID when you use a credit card?
Mm.
Now, you're supposed to do that.
Mm.
When you go into a store, somebody is supposed, when you hand a card over, they're supposed to turn it around and go, can I see some ID?
You know, that's a real good point.
I have been in many stores where there is a sign, you know, it says, vaccinated or unvaccinated, all patrons must wear masks. There's always one person in that store that's not wearing a mask.
Wearing a mask.
And no one's saying anything to them. because nobody wants to get into a confrontation.
True.
It's like it's Fight Club. It's one of those things. Like I said to somebody one day, let's just say somebody ran up on you and they start screaming about you wearing a mask. I'm not saying I'm curious as I want to see this happen, but let's just say you got in my face and was like, you should be ashamed for wearing a mask. I pull the mask down and cough on you. I guarantee you the response you're going to get ain't going to be, what you do that for? It'll be a fit of panic because, you know, then it's like, what did you just, and if I was like, I'm sick. That's why I had this, you know, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What, and then do this. Can I still run around and then go if I get dragged into a court of law because I got into a fist fight and go, that was my, what is that? Stand your ground?
Yeah.
The virus is my defense mechanism against an anti-vaxxer over here. Could you imagine people be like, this guy's an idiot. Like he's like, I mean, that's the other problem I think we have is just this utter complacency, just this, I don't feel like getting into it in it with anybody. So I would rather just let them do whatever they want. And this is the problem. It's like when you see those early videos of people flipping out in the store and you get like 15 mass people who work in the store and they're like, we throwing you out, you know? That's a, you know, that gives me hope. But if like I was in a store this weekend, clearly stated that there had to be a mask. Everybody had to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Everybody inside. Woman walked in and she's like leaning over the counter talking to the girl who's masked with no mask on. And no one's saying, and everybody's looking at each other sort of like, who wants to say something, right. You know? But it's obvious to me, when you do something like that, you're looking for somebody to start something with you. Because you saw it when you walked in the store. You noticed when you looked around, everybody's got a mask on. And you're not even carrying one. Because even now, we all carry them on our wrists. Just yeah. So that, like, you're not even carrying one. So you want somebody to say something to you so you can start. You know, yeah. I don't get that. That's the thing that bugs the hell out of me. Cause I'm like, why do you, if you truly want to catch this thing, go and catch it and go home. And you and the COVID virus live together in perfect harmony. And you don't see a doctor and you stay in your house and let this thing overtake you. And you do like Riddick did in the last film. Just pump yourself full of this stuff and then just look, and see if your immune system is going to let you survive this or not. I mean, it's, I don't know.
Well, fellas, we are in the last couple of minutes here. So on that cheerful note, I guess we'll close the show out.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? I didn't mean for the whole show to be this tonight, but you know, as always, you know, we, regardless of the topic, the three of us always have a little something to get off our chest. And at least I'm at least glad that we're kind of staying informed. And also, it's good that we just have each other to talk to about this. I encourage anybody who has anything reasonable and pertinent to say, throw something, you know, any old chat underneath this on Facebook or whatever. Anyway, next week we'll be back with a much more cheerful topic. That'll be the goal. Either that or we'll have a nurse and we'll keep going down this rabbit hole. either way, thank you all for listening. And we really appreciate you. And stay safe out there, folks. Seriously, because, you know, it's a lot of misinformation, a lot of stupidity, and it's all of our jobs to just do what we can to avoid the nonsense and the virus. So there you have it. Thanks, folks.